Chapter 4. Later, Beth and I rode sedately down the trail while the boys and their escort ranged ahead. I noted that the man's horse, like the one I was riding, carried a lever-action 30-30 on the saddle. My reunion with my sons had been undramatic. Matthew, age 8, had said, "Hi, Daddy," and Warren, age 6, had said, "Hi, Daddy," and they'd both sat there uncomfortably on their ponies, wondering if I'd brought them any presents from wherever I'd been, but too polite to ask. Then they'd ridden off, whooping. An extra daddy or two means very little at that age when you have a horse to ride. Presently, I heard a small sound from Beth. I glanced at her suspiciously. She kept her face averted as we rode along. Then she looked at me quickly, and I saw that she was trying very hard to keep from laughing. "Yeah, funny," I said, and grinned. I mean, we'd been through it all before. It wasn't the first passionate moment in our lives that had been interrupted in this manner. In fact, I sometimes used to wonder how any parents ever managed to achieve more than one child. Somehow, after the first one, at the critical moment, there's always a small voice outside the bedroom door telling you to come quick, the cat has just had kittens, the dog has just had pups, or there's a large brown bug in the bathtub. My truck was standing in the yard when we rode up. Beth glanced at it with a kind of nostalgia. "I see the wheels haven't fallen off it yet," she said. "Best damn car I ever had," I said. "I don't see your station wagon around."
"It needed a grease job, so Larry took it to town this morning," she said. "He'll be back soon. I want you to meet him."
"Sure," I said.
"I really do," she said. "I think you'll like each other."
My friend, the young rifleman, came around a corner to take the horses. The boys, who'd reached the ranch well ahead of us, were all over him, telling him he had to come meet their real daddy. He was good with them, I saw, in that tolerant, mildly dictatorial way that, coming from someone they respect, someone 3 times their own age, but still not too old to be approachable, goes down well with youngsters. He put them to work, giving them each a horse to lead away and unsaddle, and reminding them not to neglect their own mounts. Beth said,
"Peter, could you ask Clara to get the baby up and dress her? She's had a long enough nap, and I'm sure her father would like to see her."
"Yes, ma'am," young Logan said and went off. Beth watched him go.
"He's a nice boy."